And I'm Mario Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump returned to the campaign trail a day after their debate. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
In Raleigh, North Carolina, the president admitted he wasn't at his best.
I know I'm not a young man. State the obvious.
But he added, when you get knocked down, you get back up.
I don't walk as easy as I used to. I don't speak as smoothly as I used to. I don't debate as well as I used to. But I know what I do know. I know how to tell the truth.
In Chesapeake, Virginia, Donald Trump told supporters they have a chance to tell Joe Biden.
You're fired. Get out of here.
Trump said he had a big victory in the debate, and for his opponent, no amount of rest would help.
Joe Biden's problem is not his age. It's not his anything, really. It's got no problem other than it's his competence. He's grossly incompetent.
After the debate, polls show the two men's favorability ratings remain largely unchanged. I'm Ed Donahue.
The U.S. Supreme Court has weakened federal regulators, overturning a decades-old Chevron decision in a Friday ruling. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn explains.
The nation's highest court has upended a 40-year-old decision known as Chevron. It made it easier for the federal government to regulate the environment, public health, workplace safety, and consumer protections. Experts say overturning the Chevron decision in a case filed by herring fishermen in New Jersey and Rhode Island who objected to paying monitors' fees brings a far-reaching and potentially lucrative victory to business interests who've long sought to eliminate the power of government agencies. Chevron allowed federal experts to fill in the blanks if a law wasn't crystal clear, but the majority of justices agreed with the plaintiffs that should be determined by a judge. I'm Jackie Quinn.